Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the show. It's the Super Fluffy Flirt, Miss La Crush Hearts. And it is a brand new week, week two of the brand new year, 2011. Tonight's date is January 11th. You know, how was your weekend? My weekend was tiring. For some reason, I couldn't sleep. And now that I have to do a show, here I am dozing off. But I'm up. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm awesome. Just thought I'd let y'all know that. Tonight we have a very interesting topic. We were supposed to get to it Thursday. It didn't happen. I went on my little tangent. I'm back now, okay? So please bear with me. Tonight's topic is who to blame when the sex is bad. Right. It was a situation, you know, I know a lot of women have been in this situation, okay? You've been in a situation, and I'm just throwing it out there, men, if you have a situation that you've been in and you feel like she got angry at you for the wrong reason, or case may be, you know, definitely call in, let us know, 347-989-0767, that's 347-989-0767. Okay, so the situation is a man and a woman, you know, y'all about to get y'all a little groove on, you know how y'all do, you know, all right, it's hot and heavy, you know, he walking through the door, he being rough with you, bend over, got you. You know, and he trying to get it to work. He trying to get it to go in, and it's taking a minute to get in. She a little too tight, a little too dry, whatever. Okay, whatever the case may be, doesn't matter what it is. A little too work, a little too dry, whatever the case may be. But the fact remains is, takes him a little bit to get in. All right, then he finally get in. And she like, oh, shit, about to get it in. Oh, right. Everybody like, all right, about to get it in. And as soon as he pump forward and pull back and go pump again, boom, he came. He came. Now, the kicker is not even that he came quick. You know, you could always go back, go ahead and regroup. But the kicker is that he's upset. Literally, you can see it on his face. You can see it in his persona. He's upset. And he looks at you and he rolls his eyes like it was your fault. Ladies, okay, you know, what in the world? You get what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't your fault that you're pum-pum a little tight or whatever the case may be. And honestly, was it really his fault? I mean, I was on a show yesterday. We do spontaneous cam shows, so you can visit the website fullfantasyradio.com and get that. And we started talking about it, and we was like, well, you know, the argument is that a man know his John. Let's call him that. A man knows his body, especially his John. Only he knows, you know what I'm saying? He already know what he's capable of. He know what he's not capable of. This is not his first time. My argument is this is not his first time having sex, okay? So, and this is not his first time being with his woman. So he already know his capability, what he's able to do, what he's not able to do, if he come quick, if he don't come quick, blah, 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 blah. And if that's the case, if that's your situation, you get what I'm saying? You, as a dude, or you know, as a person that wants to be, you know, that wants to please your mate, sort of speaking, and make sure that everybody has a good time, you as a person need to take sort of a responsibility. Like, you have a responsibility, not only to that person, but also to yourself, okay? Because, you know, I don't think any man likes to be caught in that situation, so to speak. No man likes to be caught in that situation where, what, that's it? You know, or she's feeling inadequate, or even he's feeling inadequate about the whole topic. So, you know, men, call in, let me know what you think. Ladies, call in, let me know what you think. 347-989-0767. But what I was saying is, it's a man's responsibility, once again, only he knows, to basically get rid of that first one. No? And if you don't get rid of that first one, okay, and it happens, you come quick, go to case maybe, whatever the state is, that you're put in that position, you can't get mad at anybody else but yourself. Am I wrong? I mean, maybe this does not apply to most men. I mean, all men. Let me not say most, but this may not apply to all men. But if the shoe fits, you know, wear it. If the condom fits, wear it, so to speak. You know, so I don't know. It was just it's like an open topic. You know, this topic is going, I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of heckle for this. Listen, I'm not picking on men. You know what I'm saying? Women have bad sex too. Everyone has bad sex days. Let me please say this again. This is disclaimer. The thoughts and the feelings. I'm not bashing anybody. This is not I'm bashing men day. This is not I'm bashing women day. This is nothing of the sort. It's just a conversation about lovemaking, about having sex, about who pleases who, about actually misdirect anger. Misplaced anger, like, you know, in a situation, it sometimes is, you know, unfortunately, sometimes it's not your best day, sometimes it's not her best day, you know, and sometimes the sex is going to be horrible, but is there really a person to blame? Do I blame him because he can't control it, or because he comes too quick, or do I blame her because she's a little too tight, or a little too loose, or a little too dry, or a little too wet? I mean, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. So, once again, the number to call in, 347-989-0767. Press the number 1, and I know you're ready to talk. Let's see. I do have some callers on the line. Hey, callers. I got the 614, the 973, and the 678. We're going to start the top. Hey, 678, 913, you're on air with La Crush Hearts. What's your name and where you calling from? Hello? Hello? Okay. Guess they don't want to talk. All right, moving on to the next one. We have the 614. Hey, 614, you're on the air with La Crush Hearts. State your name and where you're from.
I'm John. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. I don't know if this has anything to do with your topic, but it might. Ex-friend of mine, when I was living at this complex, you know, my girlfriend's very well endowed. He came up to me and was pissed off and asked me why she cussed him out. And blatantly, she told me that he walked up to her in the lobby of the building we were living in and asked could he feel her breast. And when she told me, I asked him, I said, you know, you don't do shit like that, man. That's disrespectful. I have never seen the guy since, and I'm just thinking, why in the hell do people do stupid shit like that? Because, I mean, I think the guy, I don't know if he put on Facebook, but I don't know if it was the same guy you were talking about, but he said they apologized for making that stupid-ass comment.
Actually, we're not even talking about that right now. That was last week's topic. so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, right. We're talking about something totally different.
Okay. But I think sometimes, really, I'm not saying this, some of the guys might get pissed off, but some of the dudes, man, have kind of an ego trip problem. It's like, you know, they're always right, and it's always the woman's fault. Because I have had that sometimes, and, you know, I'll admit it, I might get an ego trip. My girlfriend would kick my ass if I got too much of an ego trip. So I'd have to say 90% of the time it's the men's fault.
Okay, and why would you say that?
Because, I mean, sometimes the way guys act, like when I'm out with my friends, all they're talking about is, you know, how many, and some of my buddies got girlfriends, and they'd be out in the club, man, if their girlfriends ain't with them trying to hit on other women. I mean, that's bullshit. And then if their girlfriend.
Okay, is this a reference to tonight's topic, or are you just talking about, you know? Okay,
yeah.
Tonight's topic is who to blame when the sex is bad?
I'd have to say the men.
Okay, you're going to say you're going to blame the man.
Yeah. I'm going to get, I know I'm going to get a lot of shit from this. But hey, I'm saying right. Fact.
Okay. All right, John, I'm going to put you back on hold, and we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller and get their opinion as well, and let's see if you are going to get a lot of heck for that. Okay, we got 973, you're on air, Phone Fantasy Radio, the super fluffy flirt, Mr. Crush Hearts. State your name and where you're from.
It's your boy, Insane Jermaine, the BBW spokesman, King, a.k.a. Jane Brown Jr., the hardworking man, showbiz, a true hustler, representing Hackensack, New Jersey.
Al, how you doing, Insane Jermaine?
I'm good. I'm very good.
Okay, so you heard tonight's topic, you heard my little intro, right? Tonight's topic is who to blame when the sex is bad. First off, let me before you answer that question, have you ever been in a situation where the sex is bad?
Yes.
Where come quick or she's too tight or something like that? Have you been in that type of situation?
No, that messenger trick. That's what I had a problem, but I hate that shit, that Massengill
trick. The Massengill trick.
Yeah. You know how y'all got them, get that shit, whatever, to tighten up for a few minutes, and after you calm the first time, the wall just opened flat out, and it just, the pussy was good. When you first got in there, you was banging it, and soon when you got there, first start the waterfall fall out that shit, and the wall just wide all open. I call it the Massengill trick.
Okay, I never heard of that one.
They got some shit to make a woman sit tight for a minute or two.
Okay. And as far as, like, who's to blame in a situation, say, of like that, who do you blame?
Tell you the truth, me, myself, I say, in the beginning, I say I'm like the last caller said. Probably 85%, 90% is a man because it's easily run his mouth off too quick.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number one. A lot of men do that. They like to talk too damn much and everything like that. But when they get what they get, they finally they can't handle it. The ocean is moving too damn fast for them. Then they fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
They get too excited, calm too fast. And mainly when a man calm too fast, he ain't had none a long time.
Right.
That's all that is. That's all he's talking. He had blue balls. His shit was passed up.
Mm-hmm.
But I say the men. Because they do it's a lot of. There's a lot of talk out there. Know what I'm saying? I got a lot of guys, they talk a lot of shit. But goddamn it, you get them in the room with one, they might run. She get naked.
Oh, okay. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get into this little bootleg playlist I just threw together. We're going to come back and we're going to continue our conversation about who's to blame when the sex is bad. All right, so I'm going to put Insane Jermaine back on hold. All right, so tonight I want to invite everybody to visit phonefantasyradio.com. I've been putting up some updates. I've been updating the site a bit. Also want to let you know that you can advertise on my website. I'm only charging $5 to $10 a week, depending on where you want to advertise at. So $5 to $10 a week, let me know. And we'll make something happen. Also, I also have my live stream going, and I'll be taking commercial requests for that. If you want to know more information, send me an email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, and that's actually going to go for $25 a month for a 30-second commercial. You provide the script, okay? All right, so awesome poet. I definitely got to play this. And actually, I got a song request for an indie artist. It's called Underwater Paradise, produced by Eddie C. Shantia Toussaint is her name. And then we got some other stuff. So enjoy, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Welcome back. I stopped that kind of early. That was Champ the Poet with Dreamcatcher. And right there, that was Shantia Toussaint with Underwater Paradise. Shout out to Long Island, DJ CJ. He likes that song, so he requested that song. So shout out to DJ CJ out in Long Island. Thank you for tuning in and supporting Phone Fantasy Radio. Also, shout out to Miss PG who stopped by. Y'all can check them out at midnight tonight, 11 Central, on livestream.com/inthebuilding. That's INTHABUILDIN. She'll be going live, doing her thing there, and having some interesting convo. It's a hilarious show because they just both nuts, her and her husband, Petey. They are both nuts. Let me tell you, he had me laughing so hard the other day. Okay, back to the topic at hand. Who to blame when the sex is bad? Whose fault is it when he come too quick? Whose fault is it when her poom-poom's a little too tight? Whose fault is it when somebody's smelly? Whose fault is it when you're in a situation And you just get angry at the situation. Like, you know, is it his fault for talking too much? Is it her fault for talking too much? I mean, is that the case? Did they talk too much? Let us know. Have you had a bad situation where, you know, he came too quick or she took too long to come? You know, let us know. 347-989-0767 is the number to call. Press the number 1. Then once again, 347-989-0767. Press the number 1. See, my whole philosophy is don't talk about it, right? It's kind of hard to do because I am the super fluffy flirt. I mean, can't help but to talk about it. I do it for a living, right? However, I try not to talk about it. And one thing that I've taught myself to do, and ladies, you may want to jot this down as well, is to never, ever, 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 as I like to call it, make promises on your pussy. That's as blunt and real as I want to tell you. I never, ever, 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 even if I know that's what I went over there to do, I will not sit up there and make promises on it, you know, because, I mean, things might change. Something might change. A woman has the right to change her mind. You know, maybe something he did, something he said, maybe how he smelled, maybe something about him will turn you off when you get there. You know what I mean? So, you know, you don't want to make promises because, you know, at the end of the day, like, sir, I never guaranteed you anything. You get what I'm saying? Like, yes, we're both consenting adults. And you know, so you don't have to be put in that situation where somebody's feeling uncomfortable, somebody's feeling bad, somebody's feeling this, and then, you know, you have a right to change your mind. I mean, ladies, listen, you have a right to change your mind. However, if you don't know, and you probably don't even believe me, but as you get older, you see it. And men, you probably get mad, no, that's not me. And the first one to yell, that's not me, that's you. All right? Men are hell of a sensitive. Men are sensitive, and men do a lot of misplacing with their feelings. They don't know how to deal with a certain with their feelings as women do, because women, we all emotional. Men don't know how to deal with the emotions. If they get angry, their first thing to do is to punch something and ask questions later. If they feel some type of way, they'll curse you out first, and then they'll talk to you later. And you know, men, it's not your fault, you know. It's not your fault. So, you know, you just, that's how y'all built, you know. And this is going to probably be a whole other topic, but this is how y'all built, okay. Men, y'all claim that this is now this is what men says. I got this from men. Not all men. Maybe this doesn't apply to you, but like I said, whatever I say on this show, whatever we say from whoever is talking, if it does not apply, let that shit go right over your head. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, these are just opinions. There's nothing written in stone, but these are just opinions of every individual that either call into the show and myself. So, you know, respect that. You can enjoy it, and if you don't like it, call up. Put your 2 cents in. Put your opinion in. Let us know what you feel about what I'm saying and all that good junk. 347-989-0767. Press the number 1, and I know you want to talk. Now, that's what I was saying. Men. Besides the fact that men are sensitive, and men do not know how to deal with their emotions, okay? As far as they're concerned, men are built, okay? This is how they're built. Men are built, okay, to be the workers, to be the providers, right? Y'all are built with the big hands, the more muscles. Y'all are physically built to deal with that, okay? Y'all role as far as society has dictated is to be the provider. It's to be the person that goes outside the house. To be the security for the house. Okay? That is y'all role as far as society has written it out. And if they want to go and say, oh, the Bible says so, whatever, because now y'all cutting and pasting the Bible, but that's another topic. Okay? Now, they say women are built to be barefooted, pregnant, and taking care of the household. You're supposed to cook, clean, make sure the household is together, make sure that the children are healthy, make sure that the heart of the home is taken care of. That's a woman's, quote-unquote, supposedly job, right? That's the structure of it. He's the king of the castle, and she's supposed to be his queen. However, that's not the way it is in 2011. Let's just keep it real. This is not the way it is in 2011. And you know what? Whoever said that back then, it wasn't like that back then either. Because this has been going from the beginning of time. The man's supposed to do this and the woman's supposed to do this. No, that's not the case. The woman wasn't built to do this and take care of the home and all this other stuff. Yes, I was, you know, you want to get scripture on, you want to go to the Bible on me and say, oh, he was built from a man's a rib and all that other stuff. You can take that, okay? I love you, Jesus. I love you, God. But y'all need to take that, wrap it in a aluminum foil, and go bury it somewhere in the ground, okay? Because y'all full of crap. That whole situation is just full of crap. Yeah, I said it. Whoever stink is your fault. Nobody makes you stink. Tasha, thick things, push yourself for what? The lane, what? PG, you lost me on that last part. Okay, okay, back to what I was saying, right? So, you know, so-called, you know, structure and all that other stuff, right? First of all, I'm going to tell you my opinion on this. As far as the man being the head of the household, so to speak, and as far as the man being the provider and the king of the castle or whoever you want to, oh, he got to be out there, he got to be security, he got to be, you know what? That was just a way to basically control a woman, you know what I'm saying, making her feel like she's inadequate. It was like brainwashing because it's not true. And that has been proven time and time again. And now, you know, they feel like, okay, today's society, the structure's all wrong. Funk that. The structure's not wrong. Just because I feel like I deserve the same thing that you do, that you're doing for the same job that you're doing, don't mean, oh, I'm not more woman or I'm less woman or, you know, like, whatever. You get what I'm saying? Y'all just using that as a straight excuse. But that's a whole other topic. We'll get into that. We'll get into that a little later. Okay, Tasha, thick things, cush yourself for fucking the lame dick. Who the hell is Tasha, thick things? What? Calling people out and shit? That was Mrs. PG, y'all. That was not me. I don't even know Tasha. That was PG. But anyway, back to who to blame when it says good. All right, we got Insane Jermaine holding us down. Insane Jermaine, you with us?
Yes, I'm still with you.
All right. So you saying 90% of the time it's the man's fault the sex is bad.
Yes. Men, because they boost themselves up for nothing. They talk, they brag, they boost, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to hit it this way and do this and do that. Nah, you're not focused. See, number one, I say 90%. But it's whoever ain't focused. And 9 times 10, it's the man. Because he runs his mouth up. He boots his own head up.
Mm-hmm.
He's not focused. You're boosting yourself up, you're not focused. You got to be relaxed. The woman
mm-hmm.
got to be relaxed, and the man got to be relaxed. That got to be focused. And if you're not
mm-hmm.
focused and you're boosting yourself up, you can make yourself set yourself up for failure.
Okay, well, by nature, we like competition. We like to have fun. We like to put ourselves out there and you know, challenge each other. That's what makes, you know, being with somebody fun. If that's the case, I could have just been relaxed by myself.
But nah, it ain't that. I like, you do that in the bed. You don't do that before you get it. You do it when you is getting it. That's what you talking shit. That you talk shit to her.
So y'all do it before. It's just the wrong time to do it.
Don't do it before. Do it when you're getting it. Then you got a challenge.
Oh, okay.
You're in position now.
You're in position now. Hear that. All right, Insane Jermaine.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and play the rest of these songs because I have a lot of tunes I want to get to. And we're going to come back and we're going to chop it up some more because that's what we do.
I don't believe in that.
Oh.
I don't believe
okay.
in that. I believe it's 50-50. 50-50, baby. 50-50. That's what I believe in. My mother's older sister and her husband been married for years, and that's they go by 50-50. You bring your half, I bring my half, and we build. I don't believe in somebody controlling this one got to be this one. No, none of that. Never did. 50-50. You bring your half, I bring my half, and let's deal.
Interesting.
But nowadays, you might well have these niggas today wearing drawers. I mean, take off the drawers and let their woman wear the drawers. They need to wear the panties because these niggas ain't hitting on 250 today.
Let's say that again.
The niggas today need to be wearing the pants. They the one who need to be bending over. The woman need to be fucking up. Because these niggas today ain't hitting on 2 cents. They ain't bringing shit to the table. Like whoever you said, Tasha was, I feel her pain. She working on a hard all day probably for some soft ass nigga that can't do shit in the bed either. And I tell niggas that, how the hell you can brag, you can fuck, and you won't even work an 8-hour job. It's like a 10-hour job trying to make a woman feel good.
Okay, Tasha Thick Things Kush actually said, who to blame when the sex is bad? She answered, yourself for fucking the lame dick. Okay. That's what we're saying. Like, I was reading it all discombobulated. When PG posted, I was reading it. All right, so and Saint Germain says, and John say, it's the man's fault. We blaming it all on a man. I'm not man bashing, y'all. That's from men themselves who said it's the man's fault. All right, and Saint Germain, I'm putting you back on hold. All right, folks, if you want to put your 2 cents in, you sure can. 347-989-0767. Who to blame when the sex, is bad? Men. This is a question for the men now. Have you been in a situation, besides the fact her pussy is too tight or it's too dry, have you been into a situation where you feel like, regardless of what y'all may say at the end of the day, it was her fault it was a woman's fault for the bad sexual experience? Funky, whatever. And did you hit it? You get what I'm saying? Like, if you noticed something beforehand, did you go ahead and continue on and hit it and then didn't have the problem of you couldn't stay up or came too quick or whatever the case may be? I'm going to go back to John and see what John has to say. John?
Yeah.
Okay, John. Have you been in that situation, John?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Okay. And you say it was the woman's fault, right?
I'd have to say 50-50, because sometimes, man, if you jump in too fast, you're going to get something you don't want, man. I have to agree with Insane Germain on that one, man.
Okay, so but have you ever been in a situation where you feel like it was the woman's fault?
Yeah,
That the sex was horrible.
No, the sex wasn't horrible. She just wanted to go too damn fast at it.
She wanted to go too fast? What do you mean, like, she wants you to pump
gas?
Like
a jackrabbit, man.
Okay. Are you turned off to toys?
Yeah, I don't like stuff that's fast. I like to have a good time and enjoy myself. I don't want to be 1, 2, 3, and then done, man. What the hell? That's not romantic, Maybe a little candlelight, a little wine, and then some love,
Mm-hmm.
But, man, don't treat me like a jackrabbit. I mean, boom, 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 boom,
Don't treat you like a piece of meat.
Yeah. It's crazy,
okay.
Huh?
If you say so. All right, John, I'm going to go put you back on hold. Then we're going to bring back Insane Germain. Insane Germain. Hello?
Yes,
sir. Okay, Germain, have you been in a situation, like I asked John, have you been in a situation where you felt like it was the woman's fault?
Well, yes, I have.
Okay.
Twice. And number one, if she's smelling, you can forget about it. I'm going out the door. I'm sorry. I might tell her a lie, son. I'm going to the store or something like that. But when I get out the door, I ain't coming back.
Why would you lie?
I'm going to make a phone call, tell her she should have bathed her ass, something like that. But my situation was, like I say, I like BBWs, and I used to search them all over the internet. I'm talking about flying men from California from somewhere. and got it here, and it's not, I don't know if she was rushing me or whatever like that, but it just kept going up and down, up and down. She kept even asking me, is I'm doing it like the porn star, like I do it on the internet and everything? And I was like, nope. You either rushing me,
like, nope.
Like John was saying, you got to take your time. Know what I'm saying? You got to be romantic with it.
All right, so you're the romantic type.
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't want to be treated like a piece of meat?
Hell no. I want to be treated romantic. I want to know what I'm saying, feel the grooves and every part of the curves and all that good stuff.
So it was her fault because she went too fast.
Yeah, she rushing me.
She was rushing you. Okay.
Yep. And I was on like a 2.5, 3 hour standby. It wasn't even no time to rush.
Mhm. Okay. All right. So we're gonna put you back on hold, and we're gonna see if we can get this 678. Cause they got their hand raised. I don't know. 678. Are you there? Is that 678? Yep. That's a 6 and a 7 and 8. Anybody? 678-913? Okay. I guess not. I see you, Miss 225, but you won't raise your hand. All right. That's how you want to be, lady? Be that way. Lady C.
Yes.
How you doing, Lady C? Know how to pick on you. Yeah, pick on you. I ain't seen you in a minute. How you doing, Lady C?
I'm doing fine. Been busy.
Mm-hmm. How's the new year treating you?
Oh, treating me pretty good, you know. Gotta go with the floor thing, you know.
Right. And got a couple of, what happened to Lady C? I'm I was looking for you, Lady C. What happened to Lady C? We haven't heard of this yet. I was like, I don't know. I just started. I was like,
should
we call in? I don't know.
No, every time. I mean, you know, when you look at, feel where the time went. So.
Right. Yeah. Exactly how I feel. Like that. All right, Lady C. So you already heard the topic. Who to blame when the sex is bad, Lady C?
I think you're both to blame.
You're both to blame. Okay.
Because it takes two to tangle. It takes two to make it good. It takes two to make it bad. I mean, even the bad sex, if you're honest enough to tell them that they're not doing right, they can try to do something to help.
Right.
You know, to make it better. If it's bad, tell them it's bad.
Right.
Don't sit there and just make them think, oh, baby, that was so good. And you're in your mind like, what the hell was that? Wait a minute. Is that it? Let them know that's not enough. Or let her know. Wait a minute, baby. That ain't, you know, I don't know.
I'm not beating up on men, Lady C. I'm not beating up on men. I'm not man-bashing men. But you are older than I. You've been around the block longer than I have. How do you feel about the situation as far as men being sensitive? Like, that's the only other word I can think of it. Like, they misdirect their feelings.
Okay, they are. I mean, most of the time they say, be honest. And if you tell them, well, baby, that wasn't good enough, I want a little more, they look like, well, damn. What you mean you want more? Well, you know, you asked me to be honest with you. Could you do something a little more? And they're not understanding. They feel like if they put what they call their A game, and they figure you're supposed to be satisfied with that, and when you're not, they're hurt that you're not. Oh, you want more than what I can give.
And
you
then
know,
it's like, and then it's like the repercussions of an angry man is that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, he's going to bring that out on you. He's not going to get angry and walk away. No, he's going to get angry and he's going to bring that on you. So can I, and I'm not making up an excuse, but can I say that's probably one of the reasons why some women just butter them up and let them go on by their merry way?
Yeah, and fake it and say, oh, baby, ooh,
right,
ooh.
Right.
He wasn't even near where he should have been. He just,
a little
right, and then he's still looking at you like, why am I there yet? Okay, ooh, okay, that was good. Oh, big papa, you were good.
Ladies, can you give it a sound effect?
So
please,
you like
give it a sound effect. Ooh.
You learn that most men don't take constructive criticism well at all.
Right. I mean, even at their job, if you tell them, do this, and they're huffing, puffing, motherfucker, what does it, you know how men do, you know, and they lashing out, but they lashing out the wrong person. At the end of the day, it's like, you can't tell them, you can't correct them. You can't tell them. Right. But then if you supposedly a real person, and, all men say, oh, I want to take it slow, I want to take it easy, I want to take it this, take it that.
But they will quickly tell you, if you give them a blowjob wrong, they will quickly stop you and tell you what are you doing. So wait a minute, that ain't your teeth hitting this and da-da-da. No, what you gagging for? I didn't say I was deep throating you. That's what I'm
Oh, my goodness, Lord. We're not man-bashing, but men, this is something that's real.
Men, in any situation,
when it comes to men, this is something that's real. You know, first of all, society got y'all all fucked up, for real.
Yeah.
Since the beginning of time, y'all have all been fucked up, for real. You know what I mean? As far as mentally, as far as, first of all, y'all structure and y'all role in society. You know, y'all fucked up in the head. Y'all feel like, y'all can do it and women can't do it. And time and time again, this has been proven to you that, that's not true. You know what I mean? If you build a house, I can build a house too. You know what I mean? If you stacking bricks, I can stack bricks too. If you making this money and you doing it this way, I'm going to make money and I'm going to do it this way too.
You can't give them something to help them make more money, because then they figure you don't know. And you could be right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you add this to this, the gumbo, the food will taste better. Oh, who are you to tell me this?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you put this extra screw in, they'll stand up a little stronger. Mm-hmm. They won't put it in.
Right.
When
this is just something, like I said, this is just like, okay, and it could be the media. You could blame the media. You could blame the government. You could blame whoever you want. You know what I'm saying? And women, we are, some of us are fragile. We are feminine. You know what I'm saying? We are, what you say, precious as far as our bodies are concerned. You know what I'm saying? Because we are the bearer of children. You know what I mean? So certain things we should not even be doing. You get what I'm saying? Because that'll mess us up. You get what I'm saying? I'll catch a hernia if I'm sitting up there lifting these bricks. You know what I mean? 10 at a time, just as he can do it 10 at a time with no ease and nothing happens to him. You know? Okay, yes, I get that. We are built differently. You know, you are built to bear these things and I'm built to bear a child. However, doesn't mean I can't do it. You know, and that's where the whole confusion comes in. As far as sex is being bad, I agree with Lady C. As far as it, it's everybody fault in the game. But the part that really makes it a little more complicated is that, men and women, not just men and women seem to, in this particular, and on this particular subject, we seem to misplace our emotions. You know what I'm saying? If he came too quick, ladies, we can't, there's really no determining that. You get what I'm saying? There's no solution for that.
Unless
he can try all the exercise, unless he's taking a pill for it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's no, unless he's taking a pill for it, and even then, that's even dangerous. But, in all actuality, you got to take it. I say this. So everybody can be happy, ladies, take it as a compliment. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, that's what I mean. You got to look at it like, at the end of the day, I take it as a compliment. You came too quick? All right, fine. You get what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I'm going to plug in Susie anyway, and we're about to get it popping.
But the
reality
is, we need to talk it through.
We can talk about it, but at the end of the day, it's like, okay, first of all, what's fucked up is the fact that he know that he gonna come quick. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about those situations where, like I said, everybody have a bad sex day. Okay, fine.
Right.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that these men know that you come quick. You know that you have a problem keeping it up, regardless of how tight, how wet, how pretty, how ugly, regardless of that, because at 9 times out of 10, I don't think there's a man out there that I turn down pussy.
I don't think so either. Very few.
I don't think so. They're saying, no, fuck smelly pussy. I never do this, I never do that. But if you ask them, there's somewhere down in, you know, somewhere down the line in their closet, there's somebody that they would not date or would not see in public or whatever the case may be, but they still piped it. You know, yes, sex, all sex is part of sex, folks. I ain't fuck her, but I love her, give me a head. That, you know, you still fucked her. That's still fucking folks. Sorry. Sorry, guys. Sorry to bust your bubble, but it all goes under the same umbrella. It all goes under the same umbrella.
You just hurt a couple people's hearts. They didn't think they were having sex. You hurt their hearts because they didn't think they were having sex. They eating ain't cheating.
Yeah, you was having sex.
Fucking ain't fucking. Oh, I'm sorry I said that.
Oh, hi, Ms. Kane. Excuse me.
Oh, but most of them figure oral sex is not sex. That's a prelude.
Yeah, Ms. Tripe is in the building. Hey, C. Laugh out loud. Ms. PG said, hey,
hi.
PG said, hey. So. Shout out to Erin 2213. Ooh. Don't be giving me the WTF, Taryn. What, Aaron? What? Shout out to the guests. Once again, y'all can give us a call, 347-989-0767. Press the number one. I got people pressing the number one, but when I hit their phone, they're not answering. Like, what the biscuits? I got another 678 number. I'm going to bring you on, 678-477.
What's up, Crush? This is Aaron calling in.
Oh, hi, Aaron calling in. Oh, that's why he gave me the what the fuck?
Yes. You're up here tripping.
I'm sorry, Aaron. I was laid back, and I seen the number, but I thought, somebody's calling from the same area code, and they're not talking.
Oh,
but they
no,
got
I'm
their
sorry.
Hand up, so that's why I didn't hit you up. But how you is?
I'm good. How you been? How you been doing?
I've been doing good. Look at me.
Some things never change.
Huh?
I said things don't change.
Let me get on that bike. Let me get on your bike.
Uh-huh.
I just want to take pictures. I don't want to go nowhere because I don't want to go nowhere. I just want to take pictures on it. Throw the fan on.
I know.
The fan blowing wind through my hair. Look like I'm going somewhere. I just want to look like I'm going somewhere. Just want to sit on it.
There you go. You can sit on it.
You so nasty. No, I'm just playing. What's up, Aaron? All right, Aaron. So the question tonight, who to blame when the sex is horrible?
All right, I've been listening to this discussion for a minute, past couple of days, and you know what? I hear
the
a lot
past
of guys.
Couple of days.
Yeah, it's been all over Blog Talk Radio, actually.
Really?
And, I blame both guys and women again.
Mm-hmm.
Guys all want a woman that doesn't have much sexual experience, meaning she hasn't been with a lot of men. So when you get a woman that doesn't have much experience, then she's insecure about things that she's willing to do or knows to do.
Mm.
So if you have other experiences as a man, let's say you have more experiences, then you're always measuring that new person against your past experiences.
Mm.
And if they don't measure up, then what might be great, mind-blowing sex for them might not measure up to, you know, somebody else that you've had in your past. And then that creates the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of these women had these unrealistic expectations that the average guy on the street is like some kind of porn star that's just going to bang them for an hour. When on average, most women don't like to have sex that long anyway. They don't want some dude banging them for an hour straight with no break.
This is where my conversation went last night as well, when I had this conversation on my cam show, and the guy was like, well, you know, I hate when a woman done came multiple times, and then I haven't gotten my nut. And now she tired. She done. She's finished. And I haven't gotten my nut.
No, well, so, see, that's what you do is, what you do is, as a guy, you make sure that your woman gets her nuts off about, you know, whatever, however many times you think is what's necessary for her to feel satisfied. And then you go ahead. But, you know, if she's good after five and you're going to be the man and give her eight, then, yeah, she's going to be down for the count. So stop at that five when she's more than satisfied and ready to go, and then go and take care of your end of it. But everybody in here trying to be Mr. Marcus and shit, and they just, and these women, man, they will go to sleep in a heartbeat because they don't have any energy.
I will go to sleep in a heartbeat. I will do it. You'll be having sex with a corpse because I'm rolling your face. I will pass out with my legs on your shoulders.
Yeah. Man, I'm thinking that women and guys don't know a lot. People just don't know a lot about sex anyway. Women don't know their bodies. Men don't know their bodies. Everybody's trying to be like what they see on TV, which is unrealistic. And then they complaining, bitching, and moaning. And I'm like, about what? Just take your time. You ask a woman what she likes. That way you already know. You don't have to guess and play a guessing game.
Okay, well, my theory is...
A woman will tell you what she likes.
Right. My theory is, first of all, you got to read body language. You care what the fuck you say. Your body is not reacting to what you're saying. You know?
Well, that's true.
So you got to look at body language. Another thing is, there's this little interlude that we do, and it's called foreplay. And I feel like if you're a man that comes quickly or you have to get off that first nut or you've been having sex or you haven't had sex in a long time, whatever your excuse is, this is where you need to get that nut off at. It's during foreplay. Either she needs to jerk you, she needs to suck you, she needs to lick you, whatever it is, you need to get rid of that first nut before we begin anything.
No, that's a wise tale. You don't need to do that shit.
No need to get what? If you come from...
You don't need to do that.
I think that's an old wives' tale. No, that's not an old wives' tale, sir. That's not. Maybe this doesn't apply to you. Once again, like I said, if it doesn't apply, you got to let it fly. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you from experience, that is not an old wives' tale. There are men out there that do come quickly for whatever reason. I'm not saying that there's a particular reason why he comes quickly. You know what I'm saying? But there are some men out there that have to get off that first nut, and then the second nut is a little longer.
I guess.
Right.
Man,
I'm not saying you're going to last for hours now after that first night. I'm not going to say you're going
to
last for hours.
What's your expectation? You should be like, look, nigga, it's going to be 55 minutes and 10 seconds.
That is too long. Oh. Not too long like that. 55 minutes?
But, you know, nigga got to learn how to use his tongue, his
minutes.
Fingers. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Like, this is you know, you're doing that during foreplay. Getting the licky-licky on. You're getting the fingering on. You're getting and when you're doing all this, she can't help but to come. So by the time you get it in, she's going to be more than satisfied. Right?
Yeah. Hey, it's all about doing whatever it takes, man. You got to do whatever it
Don't say that. Because they're going to come out with all types of gadgets.
Hey, man. If you got to run to the store and buy something next to you, take your ass to the store.
All types of gadgets. They want to experiment with all types of things. We don't want to do that.
That's what makes sex fun and interesting, man. These people, man, those, oh, man, I don't do this, I don't do that. Man, fuck that.
Right.
Women don't want
to use this. I'm scared to use
guys
that.
Women don't want to hear that. Guys don't want to eat no pussy. Guys don't want to hear that women don't want to suck no dick. So I'm like,
I don't know about that.
The world be a friendlier place right now if women suck more dick.
I like sucking dick. It's just that you can't suck everybody dick. Everybody don't know how he'll last. I like sucking dick. sucking dick. I like teabagging. I like things like that. But for me to really enjoy it, he got to have a pretty dick.
No,
yep,
whatever.
I said it. I
no,
said
bitch.
It. Y'all heard correctly. I did say that, yes. You got to have a pretty penis.
You got the dick you got.
Right. You got to have a pretty penis. Like, you want to caress it and make love and lick it like
no
a lollipop. It got to look good. It got to look good. It got to be a penis that I've seen on porn.
I'm just playing.
Oh, don't get into that now. I'm just playing. Oh, my goodness. So, folks, hey, Angel. So, folks, y'all can all call in and let us know. We got Aaron. Aaron, where you calling from?
Atlanta.
Oh, I'm going to say the Carolinas. Okay, Atlanta. We got Aaron from Atlanta. We got Miss Lady C from Baton Rouge. we got Jermaine from Hackensack. We got John from Columbus? Yeah, Columbus, Ohio. We got some other people. Definitely call in 347-989-0767. Who do you blame for the bad sex? Everybody saying that's everybody's fault. But that's not what happens in the midst of you having that bad sex. Everybody saying that everybody's fault.
Is,
man is your fault. Women is your fault. Okay, yeah. At the end of the day, that's how you know you separate the two. But when it actually happens, when he comes too quick or he can't get in or whatever the case may be, that anger is misdirected. That's my whole situation. He come too quick, he suck his teeth, he looking at you all wicked, or she looking back like, that's it, nigga, you know, and then he feeling all wicked, and so he can't, regroup. He can't regroup. Okay, he can't regroup and come back and be like, okay, look, I'm about to get it in. You know, this is how you do it.
So why do you keep throwing it out at the dude? Why don't you say when she don't come?
Because I don't, I don't know.
She can't
y'all not telling me nothing. Y'all men ain't sharing nothing. Like, okay, tell us a bad experience where you blame the woman.
Usually when I blame, I don't lay blame on it. I just say, look.
See, this is what I'm saying.
Women,
y'all fighting.
Sometimes women are not focusing and concentrating, and they have a hard time coming too. So they trying to think about, oh, did I pay my bills? my baby daddy about to walk through the door?
And
did I wash my underwear? Did I wash my ass?
Oh, no.
Is my dog fed? I'm like, just shut up, man. Just lay back. Yeah, I'm thinking about 10,000 different things and then trying to have a conversation with a nigga. It's like, I don't want to talk during sex. Women that do that.
So you don't talk good, sir?
By the way, no, I'm not talking about sexual stuff. Just talking generally. Just,
what?
Oh, by the way, since you're here.
I never heard of that, but okay.
Let me tell you about this problem.
Not now.
And she laughs because she know I ain't
seen that
lying.
TV on sale at
yeah,
Target?
I done that.
Seen that black screen on sale at Target? Hit, nigga. I'm like, what?
Telling me that you can't get cable channel 6 on your television and shit during sex. I don't want to hear that. Asking me to fix shit. By the way, before you leave, can you look at the kitchen cabinet over there? No.
How Elegant is in the room. Shout out to How Elegant. Shout out to Angel. We have Aaron and we have two guests. 090 and 908. Sandy, aka How Elegant, says, bad sex. Who has bad sex? Sex should be about connecting and intimacy. Every now and again, it may not be mind blowing sex, but there should be a connection and love. Only those having casual are worried about bad sex. Just kidding. No, you're not. Wink, wink, Sandy. That's casual sex, right? Right.
Casual
sex is worried about having bad sex. That's not true. You know, those.
Casual
casual sex, you don't care.
Nothing. Casual sex is right. most important.
You don't care.
Yeah, no, no. I think casual sex, people get pissed off more because it's casual sex. You're not going to be doing it all the time with the same person. You feel like you wasted your night.
And we're in the situations that
whatever.
We have, or the situations that I've brought up, the situations I've brought up, I've actually used couples that have had sex multiple times with each other. I haven't even used the whole casual. I didn't even get into that mode yet, the casual sex mode, Sandy. We was really just talking about those that are, you know, girlfriend or boyfriend, don't necessarily have to be married, but y'all have sex with each other. Right, y'all intimate with each other more than one occasion. I didn't even get into the fact of casual sex, because that's a whole other show. That's a whole other philosophy I have for you on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's a whole other philosophy, because there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If we're going to be just sex partners, you got to come with your A-game.
You don't
do
explain.
You're going to have to everything that you've ever heard me say, everything that we've ever talked about on the phone, everything that we've ever fantasized about, that has to come to pass when you're having casual sex. Right. You have to be prepared. You got to come to your A-game. Before you come to my house, before you get dressed and leave your house, you need to jerk off. You need to come.
Then a nigga jerk
off on
the way.
Because then by the time you come to my house.
And then he can't get hard because he done jerked off on the way.
No,
and then
no,
he can't get hard when he gets there.
Okay, listen.
Then you're like, well, why can't she get hard?
Listen. Which one is it? Either y'all have multiple nuts or y'all don't.
Multiple.
Not every man can. But for 9 times out of 10, they can. They can get back up hard again. Because I don't need you to come. I just need you to get hard.
Yeah, why has it casual?
Okay, you know what I'm saying? Let me see. This is casual sex. This is casual sex. I don't need you to come. I just need you to get hard. I'll do the rest. But, you know, that's another story. Like I said, that's a whole other show. It's a whole other philosophy on that one.
Again, going back to the pornos and watching too many of that.
No, they ain't got nothing to do. They ain't got nothing to do with the pornos. Okay. Absolutely not true. But those having casual sex have more to lose.
I'm over 40. I'm over 40.
You're over 40.
Right. But they ain't got nothing to do with the pornos. Okay, first of all, women are emotional creatures, right? We already established that. Women are emotional creatures. Okay, so, but sex for a woman is more emotional than it is physical, right? So if we're having casual sex with somebody and we can't connect with them on that emotional level, this is just my opinion.
What emotional level are you talking about? Yeah, I'm just going to pop over your
face.
Right.
I be looking at my phone like, what?
Let's all be in love. I'll be buying those 5 minutes.
No, we don't necessarily being in love.
Right.
But we have to have some type of connection. You know what I'm saying? We have to have some type of connection. I got to feel some type of way. You got to fulfill something for me. Some type of whatever I'm missing, you gotta be that void. And that's with any situation, that's with any type of relationship, that's with any type of connection when it comes to a man and a woman.
That's with me, you're right, that's with men and women.
Right.
We don't disagree there.
Okay.
But more
so
women are more
I feel like
you have to explain what you mean by more emotional. So I don't know, I'll live an example, so just give me a brief example.
Aaron being difficult, y'all. All right.
I'm not being difficult. I just want to.
Okay, so we both agree that women are emotional creatures, right?
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. Okay, so I understand you get that, but you're just not getting it.
Right. So you have to say, well, you know, I'm gonna feel. Is emotional to you meaning if the guy comes over and he has sex with me, then I have to either love him or dislike him? Or I mean, what do you mean by that?
I have to have some type of feeling for him to even get wet about him. There's got to be some type of feeling.
understand.
For me to enjoy it, not even get wet, because I can get wet. Yeah. So not even to get wet, but for me to enjoy it, there got to be some type of a feeling there. Right?
So you just can't say if a guy's just hitting the clit the right spot, just biologically, you're going to get wet.
He's not even going to get that close.
That's
if I don't
happen.
Feel nothing about him. He's not going to get that close if I don't feel nothing about him.
All right, so if...
Wait, guys,
okay,
I've
so
never, ever went up to a guy and for the hell of it and say, touch my pussy. That's never happened. You've never gone up to a guy and say, hey... You've never gone up to a girl and say, hey, my name is Erin, you got big titties, let's fuck. And then she gave you sex. That never happened. I mean, let's be real.
I don't have to be that vulgar with it, but yeah,
But
it happened?
And it's happened? Y'all have had mind-blowing sex?
Not mind-blowing, but it was good. I've only had mind-blowing sex with people I knew very well.
Right.
If I don't know you that well, then that's just... It's just totally different because you can't respond to me and I can't respond to you.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't know him, it's just a physical thing, right?
Right. Yeah, so that's just like, but if you don't know him, that's just, and then she has some good skills, then she got some good skills no matter what. But when you know the person, then that does take it.
And then you take that extra off, right?
Yeah, it goes another level.
Right. So when you're having casual sex, you don't know that person.
Right.
That's what we're talking about.
All right.
So I'm not putting my 112 in because I don't know this person. You know what I'm saying?
No, you don't. You
should. Their opinion of my performance doesn't matter. The only person that matters at that point of time when we're having casual sex is me getting off.
About right.
Okay.
All right. But as a guy, with casual sex, you gotta do your job well if you want that second audition, so to say. You know, if you want to come back in, if you're just meeting somebody and the guy's got to wear it out the first time. If
okay, but you were just being difficult earlier.
No, I wanted to make sure I understand. I understand.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I agree. Guys got to do that. But also, women got to understand that these guys out here are not porn stars that are going to just do all that shit for 20, 30, 40 minutes.
We understand that. If you're doing your job, you don't need 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 minutes.
There you go.
But in all actuality, it would actually last that long because we're not talking about just you inside of me, you know. There are steps and a procedure to having some good sex. Whether it be
so
casual,
really the person to blame is yourself. If you choose a sexual partner that's not satisfying to you, then, hey, I guess I got to look back at me and say, why did I make that choice?
And you know what? Us women do. That's why we be kicking ourselves in the butt. And
God,
unfortunately,
you'd be surprised. It's a lot of chicks.
The men get the butt
like
about, you know, when we feel like we've done something inadequate or we feel like we're satisfied. Not only does that affect us personally, but then those other men that coming up from behind, this one dude, they getting the, you know, whatever, dude, get out of my face, you know.
You got a lot of these chicks out there that all they do is they just lay on their back. And that's it. That's all they expect them to do.
Well, what else?
I'm just going to lay here and let you be a circus act. I'm like, that ain't how it go.
Okay, so what is it supposed to do? If I'm laying on my back and you 304 pounds on top of me, what am I supposed to do?
I'm 304 pounds.
Right. What am I supposed to do? Just asking. You got me on my back and you 209 pounds on top of me. What are we supposed to do?
Well, you have to figure that a guy that weighs that much ain't really giving no good sex anyway, not with his dick. So that's just too much weight, man.
No, that's not true.
That's
actually
just too much weight. I'm sorry. I have to take a stand on that one.
Right, but that's not true. But
you can do
something. I get what you're saying, but no.
You can do a lot of things.
I know. I'm just being silly.
You get winded. You just, Sorry.
You know, I understand what he's saying, just the laying there. They want the man to do all the work. It's supposed to give and take. You got to work together to make it enjoyable.
Yeah, one thing about sex is you got to be in halfway decent shape, too.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Can't be.
That's not true, neither.
What do you
all
mean?
Right.
It sounds good. It sounds good, but that's not true.
You gotta be willing
just
to
like this. If you can't like literally walk for 5 minutes without getting winded, then asking somebody to perform like that at a high level, it's the same thing. As much as it's exercise, it's strenuous.
Not really.
Exactly.
A lot of people I know, once they get in better shape, their quality of their sex lives.
Let me see, right? We Now you're on the wrong show talking like that. Right. Exactly.
I don't get winded. I get to enjoy it. I do a lot of things and stuff like that. But
toes, curling.
Like I said, at your own pace and at your own level. But if you want, if somebody else was to compare you to their pre-sexual experiences,
but see,
then they would say you can't do what you need to do.
Yeah,
so,
that just comes to a man trying to beat the shift the uterus. That shit don't feel good.
But see, then,
that's a whole other story too. But I don't know why Lil Kim said it. I don't know why y'all feel like that's necessary. But that ain't no. Don't shift shit. Don't try to invert my cervix. Don't do nothing. If you feel it, I feel it more.
You're trying to get your hysterectomy. Huh?
Exactly. If you don't quit. that's when you know you gotta be in shape and you gotta be all that. But listen, if I was in shape and there'd be some lock and twist, and you'd be in trouble. That's some bullshit.
You may not have done it before, but if you're willing, if it's a willing partner, you'll go ahead and try it and see how far you can go with it. Now to a different level, it depends on the person and the experience. You know, well, I've never done that. Well, come on and try it, and you're willing to try it.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll go ahead and try something you've never done before, didn't think you could do before. And then, like, wow, I can't do it.
Well, see, she's open-minded.
And then it's like, you know, the whole endurance thing. Why are we got to be sitting up there pounding me out like that? That's all I'm saying.
No,
I mean, I like a variety of speeds. You know, we can start up slow.
Now
we can go a little
mind.
Faster. We can go a little faster. But he's sitting up there trying to pound your shit inside to the fuck out. And listen, sir, listen. All right? Now you done got me started. About to get on my little rant. Listen, sir, that don't feel good. I'm going to reach back and I'm going to grab your nutsack if that ever happens to me again. I'm grabbing nuts. Damn it, nigga. I feel you in me. What you doing, nigga? You can feel. You feel me. Don't sit up there act like you don't feel me, nigga. Just stop pounding like that. Then you wonder why you came so quick. Why it's over so quickly. Why I got to be sore when we done. That ain't cute.
Man, she beat the pussy.
I didn't birth no babies, so why I got to be sore when we done?
Nah, you got to beat the pussy.
Well, there's
up.
A different kind of soreness after you had a baby than that. I can tell you. There's a total difference.
Okay.
Ike Love is in the room. He said, man, they have you cornered. I'm just saying, you know. Okay, folks, like I said, y'all can call into the conversation. Y'all can join the conversation all y'all want. 347-989-0767. Now
we're
for a whole
other
situation.
The only thing is that you said, like, 18 different things, no matter what angle, you still going to not be satisfied. So it's like, why even bother?
With what having sex?
First the guy come too quick.
So when's the last time you
had it out too long? Huh?
When's the last time you had some?
When's the last time I had some? Yesterday.
So why
did
you have
it last?
How long did it last? What, I keep a timer?
I mean, you know what time I have. I glance at the clock before I start. I do. I glance at the clock before I start.
I'm like, oh, your mark, you there, ready to go?
Mm-hmm. I do. I glance at the clock. I look at the clock. I look at what time they call. What time they walk through the door. I look at the clock. Okay, he just came in 3:15. All right. You got to be out by 6:15. You got to be out at a certain time. So, bye. Ain't nobody coming over after you, but I don't want you laid up in my bed. Neither. Fuck them, find them, crush them, and leave them. Bye-bye. Well, I'm single, folks, so, I have casual sex. Put that out there. Blood crush? What are you talking about? Right. Ike Love said, lick the clit and they and have them get theirs and then finish the job.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother subject. Now you're talking about licking pussy. That's a whole nother technique right there. Like, I'm still trying to get you to stay hard. Then once you stay hard and you get in, I'm trying to show you, listen, hold up with the pasting, you know? Stop trying to pound my wall. Now you want to do it like a porn star. This is what I'm talking about. It's not women that's watching the porn. It's the men that's doing it.
That's what you tell them. Hold up, slow it down.
Pretty much, PG. That's it. Listen, you only pay 4 hours, so you got to be on after a certain time.
You got to pay for an hour.
She said crushes, watches the clock, so she knows how much to charge. Laugh out loud. Yep, that's it. That's it. That is it.
Cash only, baby. Cash only.
Exactly. No. I take major credit cards, too. Master, American Express, MasterCard, Visa. I take those two, Discover. I got those two. Those. Listen. Now we get into all my business. Let me stop. Oh, my goodness. I didn't even realize it. 10:20. Wow. Where does the time go? We got 38 minutes for 9 o'clock, so if you want to get into a conversation, you definitely need to call in right now. All right, I see we got another caller. We're going to bring him on in. Just bring everybody in. 8404, you're on air with Aaron, Miss C, LaCrush, and everybody else. What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Ike Love from Decatur.
Hey, Ike Love from Decatur. How you doing?
Everything's good.
Everything's good.
Yeah, I'm trying to help my boy out here.
You trying to help him out? What?
Yeah.
What you gonna
go down?
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, if you into the female, you shouldn't have that problem. I mean, if the female, you know, she did. If you look at it, you like what you see. I mean, 9 times out of 10, I mean, you're gonna hit it right. You don't have to worry about the 5 minutes or whatever. I mean, it's just me personally.
Mhm.
I mean, if you don't like her, I mean, that's when, like she said, you're going to have to go in the bathroom and do what you got to do first. Then come out, you know, handle your business, you know?
Okay. So,
I mean,
you try to hit it till it dry up? Sir, that do not feel good. Don't think you got to read that. I see that. You trying to hit it till it dry up? That don't feel good. Ain't nothing about that cute. What? Okay.
I mean, me personally, though, I mean, if you come there, like you said, some people come in there to beat it up, or some people want to go in there and enjoy it, you know, enjoy it. And that's what I want to do. I mean, I want to enjoy it. I want the other person to enjoy it. But 5 minutes, I mean, something ain't right, 5 minutes. I mean, I don't care if you got to drink a beer or something before you do it. You know? Whatever you got
to
do.
You need to go smoke
a joint, to
the crib.
Smoke a joint or whatever. You know, it's just me personally.
Okay, but let's get back to this dry, hitting it to dry up. What's that about? What that mean? Maybe I'm reading it wrong. What that mean?
We'll put some Quaker State down there.
Man, I'm just saying, basically, I mean, just stay in there, I mean, all night if you have to. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, get into it, enjoy what you're doing, just. Hit all the spots, you know what I'm saying? Hit all the spots until it stops.
Well, if you hit all the spots, it's going to keep going. It doesn't stop. It keeps on coming. It's when it dries up, when it gets boring and tiring. If you hit the spots
when
it's good, it doesn't dry up.
I'm getting into all the juices are gone.
Everything is gone.
That's how this is. You know, like, I mean, that's on a whole new level. I mean,
that's not a whole new level. That's a hurting level. That's what that is.
Yeah, it's no longer enjoyable.
That dry, that dryness is causing.
Aaron know what I'm talking about. Come on, Aaron, give me. Aaron,
oh man,
Aaron, you know what he's talking about.
That's enjoying.
Come on, Aaron,
I
help him out.
He's
calling
you.
To help you out. Help him out. Aaron, what's that about?
What about you getting dried out? It's your issue. I told you I've been thinking about too much shit. If you were meant to the dick, you wouldn't be drying out, and you'd be like, oh, man, that's a good ass dick. But when you start thinking about some other shit, huh?
It doesn't dry out.
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
It doesn't dry out.
It is. It will.
No,
I wanted to keep overflowing and keep coming out. I want it to, but you know.
Okay, but
if it dries up,
that means you're done.
I mean, you're gonna be done because you're gonna be asleep. I mean, it's just it.
But that's not cute. Why would you want it until she's tired of you? Why would you want to tie the pussy up?
I mean, like he said, I mean, you're gonna do it until you beat it up till she gets tired, fall asleep.
And then he's talking about this beating it up. What?
What'd you say?
Why y'all want to beat it up?
Something
it didn't do nothing to you but make you happy. You shouldn't beat it up.
And you can listen to that song, I'ma beat it up. You know that song.
I don't know that song. Please tell me who's singing this song. I do not know this song. Please tell me who's singing this song.
4 in the morning.
You gonna beat up at 4 in the morning.
You never heard of him. But I mean, you know, it's just, I mean, I want to be something different from the next person. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
You will definitely stand out on that note. Okay, we got Insane Jermaine. I know Insane Jermaine, you have your hand up. You done hung up and called back. I know you got something to add to this conversation, Insane
Jermaine. I got a lot to add to it, because number one, these females. If these females would start putting audition time on their pussy, a nigga probably wouldn't beat it up, number one. Y'all, if a nigga don't beat it, y'all just like niggas. Y'all talk. When girls get together, go, oh, that nigga didn't beat that pussy. That nigga didn't do shit.
That's why the nigga beat the pussy.
Because if he don't beat the pussy the first time, he ain't going to get the second time. I heard you said New Year's. You said New Year's, you only get two chances. So you damn right. Them two times, he going to beat that pussy up, make sure he get it again.
If you beating up the first time, when it comes to me, when you starting to beat up my pussy, that means you got to get out of it.
That don't work with me.
I done stopped that a long time ago. Like, listen, I'm a grown-ass woman. I ain't 18, and I ain't new to this. So if you want to get a nut, you ain't got to beat my shit up inside out. I already put a halt to that. That was already, that was already a wrap. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if you sitting up there trying to beat it up, that means either you ain't getting pussy or you don't know how to treat the pussy.
Therefore,
you shouldn't even be in my pussy. That's my thought on it.
Y'all put audition time on a pussy. Like you said, if you don't come right the first time, or you don't even eating it. Sometimes girls will say that, oh, you eat it right, I give you some. If you beat it up right, I give you some the second time. Don't audition on your pussy.
At the end of the day, like I said, when it comes down to it, and you're talking about casual sex and versus relationship sex, which is what we're talking about right now. When you're talking about casual sex, as far as I'm concerned, when La Crush Hart's dealing on it, if you're talking about casual sex and you just want me to have sex with you, just because, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, for whatever reason, I have to be attracted to you.
Listen, I learned from old time. I got one move, and I don't fuck anything that comes by. I put the dick to you. I learned that from old time. I put the dick on you. I ain't got time for that. I'm gonna put the dick on you.
In the chat room, they're saying beating it up feels good if it's done right. That's basically what I'm saying. Beating up do feel good if it's done right. However, these men don't know when to draw back. Sometimes men don't know when to draw back. You get what I'm saying? They feel like if they hitting the cervix and you saying ow, then they doing it good. That's not doing it good. And I know I don't like it slow and boring. You get what I'm saying? But I like it upbeat. I like a little speed to it. It's one thing to be fast, and it's another thing to pound a bit. This is what I'm talking about. When you're pounding, when you say beat it up, I don't think you're going fast. When you say beating up, you sit up there, you holding onto her shoulders, or you grabbing her hips. And you're going to come as far back as you can, and then you're going to ram in. You know what I'm saying? That's pounding. That's beating it up to me.
Yeah.
Speeding up and beating up are two different things.
No, we
if you're doing if you're doing a fast stroke motion, okay, I can understand that. But if you sit up there because you want to see her butt wiggle, and you and whatever the case may be, you want to see how big you can make the ripples, that ain't cute. That's what I mean when you say beating up. So let's look at that. That's what I'm talking about. You sitting up there, you trying to bring down shit. No, nigga, what you doing? No, I shouldn't be bleeding after you fuck me. I don't give a fuck.
You can't hurt a man. A woman can hurt a man. The whole pussy go dry. You keep on
beating. Hold on. You can't hurt a man?
A woman can hurt a man, yes. He can scratch his dick up. If that pussy go dry, he's saying that pussy, he will scratch his dick up and just like a paper cut.
Well, listen, this is what I'm saying. But this is what we're saying, Dwayne. This is not us. He said that. That's what this guy said.
We
don't want you to stay in there. We don't want you to stay in there until it's dry. I don't want you to stay in there until it's dry.
No, because it don't feel good.
It does not feel good, not one bit.
I'm a young cat. I don't know if you can see this song, but I've been out there. And when you get when you scratch your dick up, that's just like a paper cut. Every time you jump your ass in some water, you're going to feel that motherfucker for a while. It got to heal up on its own. You can't put no Norse steam. You can't put nothing on that. It got to heal up by itself.
Mm-mm.
That's skin and skin cut.
That's nasty. That's what that is.
That's what fucking a girl when she dries
up. That's why they're personal lubricant, but that ever happened to you, Ike?
Oh, I'm still on here. I'm listening.
Has that ever happened to you?
No. I mean, I didn't say, I mean, I don't like it dry, but, you know what I'm saying?
That's what
I mean,
you
like
what?
You said, I want to, I mean, I say when I finish, it's going to be dry, you know what I'm saying?
But that ain't you finish. So how you know it's dry?
when I finish, it's over, you know what I'm saying? It's done, you know, sleep, orgasm,
like,
shaking. Whatever, you know, it's done.
You like marathon sex.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's wet, you're going to want more and more and more. I mean, I ain't going to be up all night. I got to go to work in the morning.
I'm going to be up all night. It's like working two jobs. I'm going to work my ass for 8 hours, and I'm going to go to work 8 hours. It's like working two fucking jobs. I can handle it. I don't give a fuck. That's what I'm saying. These motherfuckers be talking about they can fuck, but they can't work a job. If you can work a job, you can work a woman. You know what I'm saying? It's just like working two damn jobs. You're working two full-time jobs. Work her ass, get up, take a shower, and go to work.
That's right, bro.
Yeah, shit. I'll be damned. And guess what? I don't nut a lot. But my dick, I don't have no problem my dick standing up. And I'm like, requesting, as long as my dick stands up, that's all I need to do. And she can work this motherfucker. I'm going to go ride this motherfucker all night. That's all I need to do. Fuck it back. I don't even want to do that. I'm trying to make her feel good. I don't even want to nut.
I think she can feel good before the 8 hour mark.
Hold on, folks. We got the line stacked right now. We got another
414 TV. Yeah, I'm like tired of holding.
I'm sorry, I didn't have the screen up.
I didn't see you. I have one question.
Mhm.
He claimed he had one move. What the fuck is a one move?
What is that?
You're talking to Saint Germain.
I understand his name is in Saint Germain, but that's just Benoodles.
I learned that move when I was 14 years old from a guy 30 years old, and I've been doing that move ever since. It's called putting a dick on. And that's a one move. You gotta know what the fuck you're doing. And that move will work right there. That move will, that's how you can fuck for 8 hours doing that one move. You wanna know how to fuck for 8 hours and keep it going, do that one move. Tell him to put the dick on you.
Can you explain the motion of this one move that I'm supposed to be doing with you for 8 hours?
I'm explaining to you. You're stroking hard in and out, not fast, not slow, but just right, hard in and out, and you.
No,
and you
hard don't work.
Up and down.
Hard.
Listen. As you're going in and out with the stroke, you're going up and down, waving with the dick at the same time as you in and out. So you got to do like two or three things at once to do this.
I'm gonna need a camera visual of this shit. Aaron, you older than us, so Aaron, do you know anything about the waves?
Hey, I learn something new every day, so.
Shit, I learned several things new today listening to this shit. I have a lot of material for tonight.
You don't have to call it the stadium wave or something, shit.
Hey!
He might be on the phone.
Yeah. It's doing like bullshit.
Y'all are too much.
8 hours.
Okay, now
wait a minute.
If it's supposed to be a one motion that's so good, how is it lasting 8 hours?
No, but
I got a bunch of energy, baby. If you can hear me talking, I got a bunch of energy.
All right, wait a minute.
Come home and do you in, and as soon as I get up doing you for 8 hours, I will go in the studio and record and still have some energy.
All right, so wait a minute. Let me ask you this, Jermaine. Let's clarify what you mean by 8 hours. You don't mean straight.
No, we ain't talking about no straight. You get a break if you want to.
Right.
If you want to.
You can break if you want to.
Okay, but yeah, still, that does look. My whole question is this, Crushy. If he claimed that this motion is so good, shouldn't it be over? Shouldn't I be sleep some damn where?
Yeah, you be.
Shouldn't my hair been done fucked up and everything? If it was so good,
I'm gonna be wide awake. I'm gonna like me a black and white. Wait till you wake up.
No shit.
Mom, she's saying she's gonna be over here crying in the corner in the fetal position.
I'm just confused how this one move supposed to have me so damn hooked. I'm confused.
It's called putting a dick on it. It's called putting a dick on it. You ain't, like, beating up.
He's just saying. Okay, let me get this right. Hold on. Let me just try to clarify what he means. As far as he's saying.
Yeah,
one,
you know, I'm from Milwaukee. I don't understand. He don't mean actually one position.
He don't mean it in that particular sense. He's not saying, oh, you only have one position to put you in. He means, basically, he's giving you the business. That was his version of saying, I'm going to give you the business. I'm going to go in. I'm going to handle my business. That's what he meant by he said he only got one move. Well, his one move is to make sure you're satisfied.
And I don't say that to every woman.
So that's what he means.
Thank you, Crushy.
Welcome.
I don't get that.
Like, I'm going to do that one move. I'm going to put this dick on you. You're going to be satisfied. Your toes are going to curl. You're going to be in a fetal position. Your hair's going to be mangled. And then I'm going to get up, smoke my black and mild, and take my black
and
mild.
Oh, he buying me new hair. He fuck up my hair.
Well, you know what I mean.
Ain't no problem with that.
No.
Your hair is fucked up at the end of that. You ain't got to worry about it.
Right. If it's in good sex, yeah, your hair fucked up. You might as well not even. He just might as well leave the money on the table.
Yeah, I'm all of the front. Ain't no one on the table.
That's how that goes. You leave the money on the table.
Cash, then you get ass.
Brother can make my point, too. I was like, brother, you have to be in reasonably good shape, right?
I don't agree with that.
Well, he like big girls, so.
I heard him when he said that the first time. I walked away from my computer because I found that some bullshit. I disagree with that statement.
Oh, I like big girls. I take them, what, 400, 500, and they can get on top, too. I like them big on top of me.
When you work with a big package, you need a big girl.
Say you want to see a whopper with it, right? Slap them titties in my face, keep me up with it. It don't matter.
He want
to
see the.
I don't personally think that a chick has to be in shape for sex, because most likely if she's a big girl, she's saving all her energy for sex. So
I'm talking about him. If I'm gonna put the dick on a chick for 8 hours, I got to be in good ass shape, my fucking self.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. 8 hours.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I
got a lot of energy. That's all that. I can't help it. God made me that way. I got a bunch of energy.
All right.
First of all, any dude that can stay up long like that, where you at?
I'm in Hackensack, New Jersey.
Anybody can stay home for 8 hours, nigga, just sit there. Don't do nothing. Just sit right there. I got this.
Right.
All right, I'm going to sleep now. But I ain't come. That's your fault. I told you to pass that home. You sit right there, your ass. Walk into work with dick still hard.
Christ.
But you know what?
I got this. Just sit right there. I got this.
This is what it is. When I have sex, I don't have sex to please me. I'm trying to please the woman every time. I don't give a fuck how ugly she is or whatever. If I lay down with her, I'm home for her, she's going to know I've been
there. Now we fucking ugly bitches?
Oh, damn right. I don't give a fuck. If I lay down with you, I'm not ashamed. I walk down the street with you. If I lay down with you, I had feelings for you, you're going to know I've been there. I'm not trying to get my, I just want my dick to stay hard. That's all.
See, this is what I'm saying.
Okay, so I mean, what makes your dick hard for ugly bitch? I'm just curious.
Hey, she might.
How you gonna be mean to ugly bitch?
Is it her face may be ugly, but her pussy still look the same. All pussies look the same. Pussy got one look.
Pussy don't have no face.
Yeah, but what makes you want to tell that bitch to get naked if she ugly?
Well,
hey, you never know.
She may got a nice personality. Ugly people got nice personalities.
Look, he didn't say he talked to her and then fucked the ugly bitch. He just said he walking down the street with ugly bitches and fucking.
Well, shut up, Gigi.
You can
make
out with
her,
you can do whatever with her.
Shut up, Gigi.
What'd you say?
If you can lay down with him, why hide it? Why hide it? What goes on in the dark will come to light one damn day, so you might
what goes
on
down
life.
In the dark?
That is, I'm just asking.
You can't
I'm just asking, calm
man.
Down. I'm not judging.
All the people get love too
asking.
Now. Don't let's not go there. At one point, they say, "Why would you fuck up? She fat." You know what I mean? And I ain't hard up for no dick. Okay, so that already looks
enough. I was just asking because most guys wouldn't brag about fucking ugly bitches.
He ain't bragging. He just letting you know he don't care.
He don't mind. That's right. I'm going to beat it up. You come and ask questions. I can come and ask questions, damn it.
I'm just saying. I see some ugly people with babies.
I hate ugly people with babies. I hate ugly kids. That's a whole totally different thing.
I see ugly people with four or five children. Like, who the fuck
yeah,
is that?
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck you fucking up, but they need to stop.
That and then came up.
That's what I don't understand. If you don't fuck ugly, just put on a condom.
I'm
tired of all this ugly ass
shit. She had to be made from something. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
She had to be made from something. What did I tell TG about your dick? Nigga, I don't know nothing about your dick.
Who said tell me about dick?
King B.I. He said, "What up, crush?" He said, "What do you tell PG about my dick?"
Hey, baby. I didn't say nothing.
That I was too small? My bad. I wasn't supposed to tell nobody? My fault.
Oh, no.
You can call in 347-989-0767 to join the conversation.
No, he read what I typed wrong. I was IMing him when I was listening to you earlier when you said you had to have a pretty penis for you to suck it.
Oh.
And so that's why I typed. I'm like, she just said you got to have a pretty penis for her to suck it.
Oh.
That's what I typed.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Right.
That's what had happened.
Yeah, you gotta have a pretty penis. It gotta look good. It gotta stay hard. It gotta look hard. It can't bend. I hate those penis that bends, man. That's another story, another topic.
Why?
That's a whole thing. You said why? I hate those penis. I like them hard penis. I don't like them penis that bend in the middle of shit. No.
Anyway, with a man, the woman, she got to be tight down there too for me to go down.
Tight.
Number one, no stinking, no smelling. You smell, you can forget about every damn thing. I'm putting my clothes on.
Let me guess, that's in Saint Germain, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. One Move, put the dick on him. Got it.
Now you can fuck. You got plenty of moves. You can fuck him, like you say, make love to him or whatever. But if she's special. You put the dick on her. She's a special woman. Somebody you want
to put the dick on her. Especially put the dick on her. Put that bitch to bed. I'm putting you to bed. Bed.
If this is like
I don't know. I don't even know about all that. Just sit there. Just lay there. I got this. That's all I'm saying. Lady, I got this. Hold on. I'm a big one. I got to do it my way. Hold on.
I'm gonna tell you that.
Hold on, I got
this.
Hold on. You ain't lifting
right. I don't know what tap out means. What does Ike mean, tap out? What the fuck is that? Who tapped out?
Oh, tap out is when he done told you when he done got you where you just figured you can't handle no more, you tap out.
Yeah.
That's Lady C answering, right?
There you go. That's amazing.
Lady C, you didn't hear my song, Tap Out, huh? I make them tap out. I don't tap. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Oh, I make them tap out, too. So,
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Right.
I haven't tapped out in a long time.
Hold up. You're putting the leg too far back. I got a cramp. Hold up.
I love a woman that not a ride.
That's not a tap, that's an adjustment.
I'm
Hold on.
That's not a tapping.
That's what you mean, Aaron?
Adjustment.
Is that what you mean, Aaron? You got to be in pretty shape? Because I done caught a cramp. Man, that's some bullshit.
No, I ain't on that.
You need a glass of water right there.
Yeah, you got scratch. You got scratch when you're in the shower. You know, beat that a little bit. You know, yeah, touch your toes a little bit, man. You know, stretch to the left, you know. You gotta stretch it out. That's all that is. Exactly. You know, wash your breath, you know. Wake up early that morning, turn on the oxygen channel.
Who said the oxygen channel?
Good. Said the mouth
breathe out. No. The oxygen channel. You know they have that morning, that Chinese lady, she be in there doing her shit.
Hell no. I'm not finna stretch.
Yeah, put my Richard Simmons tape in.
You know what, crush? You gonna make
one. Me
and Richard Simmons, we gonna get it working the night before. Like, yeah.
Oh, the night before.
Oldies.
Okay.
We gonna get our two stuff going to some oldies. What? Oh, shit.
Crushy, you
trip. That nigga gonna get it in the next night. What, nigga? Tell you my name, Crushy, for a reason.
Oh.
What happened? I'm gonna make my mixtape, you know, that old school mixtape. I'm gonna make that mixtape. Yeah, I said tape.
Yeah.
Hey,
when you started the show, did you play your intro? Did I miss it?
No, I didn't play my new intro. I haven't played it yet.
Okay.
They haven't heard it. I played it on my cam show yesterday. But I haven't played it yet.
See, all the moves add to whatever you do, too. The music, the atmosphere, all that adds to everything.
Right, that adds to it, too, right. Because, you know, you throw on some cows, I can't help but to come. Like, damn, nigga, what you throwing on the cows for? You know, I'm sorry, can't help but to, you know, seem like you're ready. Yeah, nigga, I'm ready, let's go. I gotta talk about it. Let's go. Y'all crazy. What is there to talk about?
Y'all is crazy.
Yes, I want it. I must want it. I'm in here with you. Don't ask me, do I want it?
You know what? Hey, y'all, wait a minute. Let me ask y'all this question. Crush, you're not to take over another, but I see there's a lot of pirates on your line, so I'm going to ask this question right now. Is it cool for when fucking to talk about yourself in third person?
Okay. It all depends on your swag. Everybody can't get away with it. That just depends on your swag. Because I, being who I is, yeah, I would do that.
You would say,
I have
done crush, push you good, ain't it? You would say,
exactly. I crushed that nigga. Didn't I? Not like that.
Let's just say, for instance, B.I.'s is fucking. He'd be like, you like B.I.'s dick, don't you? You like this dick by B.I.'s,
right.
Don't you? Is that cool?
Yes.
Why he got to talk about it? Why he can't say mine?
No.
Why he got to call his name out? What the fuck is going on with that?
No, because you might be thinking of somebody else. No, nigga.
Are you
saying? I don't know. Make sure we have no misinterpretations. Like, you know, sometimes some people have been in a situation where they called that person the wrong person at a time of orgasm. Billy Bob. No,
I'm
my
sorry.
Name is Billy
I'm fucking you and you screaming
really?
Your name. I'm walking out, nigga. That's supposed to be my name. You saying I'm done with your
swag. That's part of swag. Because,
No, that ain't part of retardedness.
When he's doing that, that's basically him challenging you. If he's feeling that good about himself, where he could just start talking in the third person, and he feel like he got you bent up like that, that's him actually putting a challenge out to you.
That's him putting the challenge.
Y'all going back and forth. This is y'all swag going back and forth.
That's not hella dope. That's like him asking you who's your daddy.
That's like him asking you, who's your daddy?
I would rather him say that than him talk about himself in third person.
Who's my daddy? Not you, nigga. This my dick. You know, this is, y'all gotta go, this is a dialogue. He's not just talking by himself. This is dialogue. Y'all going back and forth.
Himself, so he might, no,
y'all going back and forth with it. This is
no, he's talking to himself. Something
no,
wrong.
No, there's something wrong. If he's talking to himself, there's something wrong with the other party. Like, you shouldn't be talking to yourself at all during sex.
That's what
you shouldn't be talking to yourself at all during sex. You supposed to be talking to her. Y'all need to go back and forth. You know, that's all about swag. You know, at the end of the day. Okay. Was that Aaron?
Now, this is insane. Yeah. You're supposed to do that when you're in position, though. When you're in position, that's when you talk shit.
Exactly.
Don't talk shit before you're in position.
Right.
Now,
I know that. I've done that. I've been all up in his ear. Like, what? Who pussy is this?
Okay, that's normal. That part is normal. Now, if you just said, this crush pussy, you know this is crush pussy, right?
I have said that. But that's just wrong and weird. No, it's not. That's swag.
Yeah.
That is swag. We having fun.
No,
this is not me having fun because you know what? First of all, it's not normal. So you going to laugh anyway. Like, what, nigga? What you just say?
I don't want no nigga laughing and fucking me at the same time. Something
ain't
going to
work.
They can't do two things at once. We all know that.
Yeah. Well, you can't.
You can't do two things at once. If a man can't do two things at once, he can't fuck. Because you got to suck titties and fuck at the same time.
Ooh.
You got to use your dick and suck
not
titties.
Not in my world.
Not in your world.
What?
Not in my world. We're going to scratch that. All right, folks, listen, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Thank you, John. Thank you, Ike Love. Thank you, Insane Jermaine. Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lady C. Thank you, PG. Thank you to myself. Thank you to Sandy, how elegant, who stopped in. All the guests that stopped in. We are down to the last 8 minutes. Thanks to King B.I.s. I don't know what the hell.
B.I.s.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, see how fast it went. That's how good sex goes. Like that.
By the time you look up at the clock, it'll be 8 hours, right?
Right,
yeah,
by the time you look up, the time goes.
That was that
you
one movie put on
it's
you,
a brand new day. Like, wait a minute, we've been fucking for this long.
I love when they talk shit. I love when they ride my dick and talk shit in my ear. I done had some time. You're going to be a good boy. You're going to be a good boy for me tomorrow. Hell yeah, babe. I'm going to be a real good boy for you, baby.
That's normal.
I love it when
on
they ride my
shit?
Dick and talk shit.
Ain't normal.
Guy. I'm gonna be a real good
shit on that. Who put this crush pussy up?
Mm-mm.
You like the crush that was great. You like the crush that
was great. Hell
no.
Hell no.
Like the crush that dick, don't you? Hell.
Hell no.
Crush.
That's right. You like the crush that dick. Hell.
Watch your dumb ass gonna start doing that. And people were like, what the fuck? I want a refund. I just did myself.
I ain't got no little attitude when I'm talking about B.I. I wouldn't give you no attitude, B.I. What you talking about?
Oh, he finally brought his punk ass back to the chat room and got him set back down.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna be typing
so
to
why
himself.
You always got that little attitude when you're talking about B.I.? I don't have no attitude, boo.
He just wanted you to say his name some more.
It sounded good, right?
It
sounded good.
He just wanted you to say his name again, that's all.
Me ain't got an attitude. I don't have no attitude. Ike Love.
What it is?
You be talking in the third person when you be making the pussy dry up?
Hell.
Ike Love. It's Ike Love. It's Ike Love.
I love it. There gotta be a second season to the series, yeah.
Y'all getting me started.
Stop.
Ooh, Ike is in hard.
Give it to me. Oh, don't stop.
Right
that would be $29.95, sir.
Ooh, Ike, call me anime. Call me anime.
What you say? Make me your private dancer.
I deserve to do it.
Rolling on the river, Ike. We rolling on the river. Come on, Ike. Roll it. Ooh, ooh, roll
heel. Grab my heel.
Say my name. Say my name. Mm-hmm. Say my name. Call me out loud.
Call me anime.
Y'all are crazy.
Yeah.
It's so hard, like,
call me anime.
What is that?
Call me anime.
Y'all crazy.
Can we scare Ike away?
No, y'all ain't doing
it. He went nowhere. He had to take a moment to recuperate.
Let me find out we dried up that throat. Let me find out we dried up that throat. You got mad quiet over there. Oh, then Ike. You was Ike when you called in. Now he's saying he quiet.
Mm-hmm. He has to adjust himself.
Hey, I'm getting ready for round two, so I'll go.
Unfortunately, round two is going to have to come in another time. Cause this is towards the end of our show, so we just wild out right now. You know, we ain't no good. But however, we'll be checking out Miss PG. PG, let them know where you're going to be at.
Oh, I'll be at livestream.com/inthebuilding, and I'll also be on Blog Talk as Mrs. PG. I'll be doing the sidebar tonight from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Central Standard Time. Crushy going to tell y'all that other time that I don't know nothing about.
Yeah, that's 11 Central Time, and that is actually midnight Eastern Time. So basically an hour from now, she'll be on air. blogtalkradio.com/MissPG. And livestream.com/inthebuilding. Also, folks, visit the website, phonefantasyradio.com. We need fantasy listeners. We need commercials. We need all types of stuff. So, you know, hit us, check up phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Submit your music. If you have a show, you know, you can send us a drop. You know, send us your little commercial for your show, 30 to a minute long, please. And all that good stuff, we'll put on our live stream at phonefantasyradio.com. Al.
I'm going to make B.I. send you a clip of him saying, for like 30 minutes. No, I'm just kidding. He don't go,
I'm just kidding. I was just fine after work to go pay bill. King Abby,
Crush, you better watch yourself.
I know, right? For get jumped. If I get jumped by your sisters, I ain't playing with you. B.I.'s LL Lip. He can get his Bernie Mac
on. Look, he thinks he's quick. He's trying to get all my sisters.
Oh, no, man. T.I. trying to keep it in the fam. B.I.
He said, wow, LOL.
Get me in trouble.
All right.
Ain't they coming to New York and Brooklyn soon? Nah, I'm good.
Brooklyn.
I'll do that when it was.
Right, I ain't gonna bring my sister though. I ain't gonna bring my sister.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I promise I ain't gonna bring my sister. I'm bringing him, but not my sister.
What you said, insane?
Where my Georgia boys at? That was on the line. Y'all scared them away? What's
that? Aaron left us.
Man,
All right, so we're going to go down the line. We want everybody to go ahead and say their last goodbyes and stuff like that. So, PG, I know you got a show to get ready for. So, I'm going to go ahead and start with you, PG.
Bye, noodles.
Oh, you know what? All right, how about you,
Act Love?
You got any shout-outs or anything like that you
want to
say before we end
up? Shout-out for my folks from GA, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to do it like this, five minutes or more. But Eat the Cake Anime and Act Love, well, I appreciate y'all.
Appreciate the love and the support. Thank you so much for calling in, Ike Love. I hope you can tune in with us on Thursday. What are we talking about Thursday? Oh, we're talking about the end of the world Thursday. So, Thursday, 9 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio / The Crush Heart. What about you, Insane Jermaine?
Yeah, make a shout out to my boy. I don't know where he at, Kuwait Jeezy, Shock Team Radio. You know what I'm saying? Like, make a shout out to The Crush Heart, everybody that's on Phone Fancy Radio tonight right now. Big up to my boy Aaron, G.A. It was nice talking to you. I tried to help you out too, brother. And make a shout out to my boys in Alabama, the Bottom Boys. Big up to, you know what I'm saying, my boy 3-4-1 Bangers in North Carolina. And now I'm saying shout out to show love to everybody from N. St. Germain.
Oh. Okay, well, that's what's
up. Out Ginger. He ain't even here.
Hell, shout out to Ginger.
Fuck to Ginger and his damn gumdrops.
Well, ladies,
To everybody, it was a nice. I'm glad to hear you again. Well, everybody, enjoy yourself.
Those of you who are not left.
I'm so glad we don't have it here in Louisiana yet.
Oh, I forgot about Miss Trice. Hey, Miss Trice. Oh, I forgot to say that. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. All right. So the show is officially ended. It actually shut me off. I don't know how that happened, but it actually hung up on me. Thanks, everybody, for calling in and having fun with us. We had a good time. Shout out to John, Dre, and everybody in between. We got somebody who want to call in now. Like, the show is over, sir.
Right.
You want to call in now? That's crazy. Hello?
I'm here. What's that?
I hear that too, right?
Yeah, I hear that, so you ain't went crazy yet.
Oh, yeah. I hear that.
Yeah, you ain't crazy yet. I heard it. I hear it.
That's crazy. I don't even know
Is this our shut off music? Is they playing shut off music now?
I don't know where it came from. What?
Wow. Girl Crushy Box, I'll see you at 11.
Bye, folks.